More than 450 TSA agents quit during DHS shutdown as airport delays grow. More than 450 Transportation Security Administration agents have quit since the start of the partial Department of Homeland Security shutdown. The partial shutdown has been ongoing since March 15, when funding for the agency lapsed without additional funding in place. Lauren Biss, Acting Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs at DHS, told the Epoch Times in an emailed statement that as of day 38 of the partial shutdown, American travelers are facing hours-long waits at airports across the country. More than 450 TSA officers quit and thousands have called out sick from work because they are not able to afford gas, childcare, food, or rent, Biss said. President Trump is taking action to deploy hundreds of ICE officers, who are currently funded by Congress, to airports being adversely impacted. This will help bolster TSA efforts to keep our skies safe and minimize air travel disruptions. The department stated that call-out rates for TSA agents remained elevated, reaching almost 11% on March 23rd, representing 3,200 officers absent from duty. The recorded high call-out rate for the shutdown was nearly 12% the day before. Major airports saw higher-than-average absences among agents, including 33.7% at John F. Kennedy International Airport, 30.4% at Baltimore/Washington International Airport, and 27.5% at Pittsburgh International Airport. LaGuardia Airport's call-out rate was 20.3%, 37.4% at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, 34.9% at Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport, and 40.3% at William P. Hobby Airport in Houston. Federal immigration agents were deployed to 14 U.S. airports starting on March 23rd. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents went to the International Airport in Atlanta, airports in New York City, and a dozen others to help TSA personnel as long lines formed due to a lack of agents. As part of the deployment, ICE agents have been sent to Chicago O'Hare International Airport, Cleveland Hopkins International Airport, Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, Houston's William P. Hobby Airport, John F. Kennedy International Airport, LaGuardia Airport, Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport, Luis Munoz Marin International Airport, Newark Liberty International Airport, Philadelphia International Airport, Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport, Pittsburgh International Airport, Southwest Florida International Airport, and Houston's George Bush Intercontinental Airport. Senate Republicans are working on a plan to fully fund DHS, but that would exclude ICE enforcement and removal activities. The lawmakers say they would then look to fund the remainder of ICE through the reconciliation budget, which could be accomplished through a simple majority, rather than the 60 votes needed for the current funding plan. Senator Chris Coons is cautiously optimistic, but said the proposal needs to be in writing. I think the deal is possible, but we're down to that point where, like, lots of people are talking, but you've got to reduce it to writing, and you've got to actually trade paper, he told reporters. Coons said he won't support a bill that doesn't include reforms to ICE's detention and deportation operations. Conversations are ongoing, but this deal seems to be acceptable, a White House official told the Epoch Times on March 24th. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said, "All I can say is that the discussions have been very positive and productive and hopefully headed in the right direction." Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer offered a similar sentiment, telling reporters, "Both sides are working in a serious way." Jackson Richman and Nathan Worcester contributed to this report.